Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I am your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey, hey.
Uh-oh, Robbie. Just kidding. We're not going to do this every time. Welcome back.
I am glad to be here along with you, Steph, see, I just did it. My phone went off. In between us recording episodes 1 and 2, I checked the phone, and then I forgot to put it on the airplane modes. So now it's on there.
That's okay.
You just heard a beep come through.
And we're going to keep this episode going. We're not going to restart it.
Nope, we're not.
We're going to be real.
We're not. We probably would have. This has been the first one we've recorded today, but since it's the second one, we're going to roll on.
Yep.
So it is what it is.
But yeah, we're
on airplane mode now.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and I don't have to burp right now.
Oh,
into
yeah.
Into the mic.
You might have heard, I don't know if we said it in the last episode because we recorded that here in the same session. He had pizza today.
Yes, in the middle of the day for a birthday, and now I am having it every time I burp. So Papa John's keeps coming back up, so you might hear that on here too. It's possible. I'm going to try not to. That'd be really weird to burp on the
podcast. We'll be thankful if you don't.
All right, so get us straight, Steph. Get us straight. Start us off.
Now, as we were trying to say, no, I'm just kidding. This is our series, Thankful Meditations. So we are finally at number 6. And so also episode 194. That's crazy.
Yep.
So we're getting ready to hit 195. And you had mentioned we're going to start talking about the giveaway in the next episode.
Yeah, we're going to do a giveaway for our 200th episode. And we got a blooper reel for you for our 200th episode. So we're going to give away a bunch of books that we've referenced on the podcast. That's a big giveaway. I think we're going to do probably 2 sets. So you're probably talking $500 worth of books between 2 sets of people. And we're going to do a bunch of books we've referenced throughout the years of the podcast, all these 200 episodes. So that we'll start talking about that next episode. So you'll know how to qualify for it, how to get your name in the hat. I don't know what we're going to do. Whatever we do to give it away, it's going to be very, very simple, by the way. It's not going to be like, you know, mail in this or share this 12 times or whatever. It won't be any of that junk. It'll be something simple. And then we'll give away some of the books we've talked about. So I think that'd be pretty cool. So instead of some random gift card to somewhere or some random whatever, right? Some Messy Walk podcast merch, which we don't have any.
Yeah, I really don't know about that. But
we don't have any of that. So we don't have anything like that. But we're going to give away some books. So yeah, we'll do that next week.
Okay.
But we're in 13 thankful meditations is what we're doing. We're basically spending 13 episodes talking about some quotes from some random priests and pastors and theologians and all those things so that you and I and Steph and everybody listening can kind of grow more thankful, right? And to have more gratitude. That's the idea. So all we're doing is giving you a quote and then just talking about it, which is basically we're meditating on it. That's all we're doing. So that's where we're at. So what's our one for today, Steph? Who's it by, Steph?
Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
You did it. That's it. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
We were also talking about this. I'm like, I do not know how to pronounce this. Okay. So here's the quote. We pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small and yet really not small gifts. How can God entrust great things to one who will not thankfully receive from him the little things? And that's Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
Yeah, Dietrich Bonhoeffer is a very, very famous theologian because of his work in the anti-Nazi movement and in the work of opposing Hitler and all those things. And so you can go actually read there. He's become popular again here recently. His writings are phenomenal. And he become popular recently because there has been recent interest in his story. So there's been a big movie. There's a big movie done. I think it's called Bonhoeffer. I don't remember who it stars, but it's pretty big budget film. And his story is just pretty remarkable. Plus, his story is very tied to Nazi Germany and the opposition of Nazi Germany. So there is, because it's tied to that story too, it's just a thing that a lot of people pay attention to. So Dietrich Bonhoeffer is pretty good, man. He writes a lot of good stuff. To me, he's up there with C.S. Lewis. I really like his stuff that he says. And this quote here is pretty interesting because it's a little different than the other quotes that we've done. This particular one is kind of not just commending why thankfulness or gratitude is so important. Like most of these have been kind of telling us that being thankful, having gratitude is just really, really important and why that's the case. So we've been kind of meditating on those big ideas. This one's a little more practical, and it's talking about the fact that we would give thanks for certain things and fail to give thanks for other things. And then he's tying it to, well, why would God give you larger things if you're not thankful for the small things? So I think the best way to meditate something like this is to sort of break it down. So let's just break it down. He says, we pray for the big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, not really small gifts, right? And so pray for the big things. Do we think that's true, that we spend time most of the time praying for the big things? Do you think that's true?
I think that's true. I think a lot of people pray for things that they feel are really big,
yeah,
which is like protection or which, I know that sounds kind of silly to say protection, but in my mind, that's one of the big, most common prayer requests.
It is. It is.
Like you say many times in messages, sermons, traveling mercies, and or, you know, breakthrough in certain things,
yeah,
or finances or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that from my perspective, and I'm saying this from talking to people. Like I had a couple pastoral counseling sessions today, which is not normal for a Monday for me.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm not at my best on Mondays. You know what I mean? Like I think I've said on here a bunch of times, I'm trying not to quit on Mondays because I got the holy hangover from Sundays. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I usually don't put that kind of stuff on Mondays. But I had a couple of them today. And then from myself, I find that most prayers are centered around big things, and those big things would be, God, fix this mess, you know what I mean,
yeah,
that I'm in, right? Like,
that's good, yeah.
Help with this thing. Like somebody's dying, there's sickness, there's disease, or there is, my marriage is a mess, my job is a mess, I can't get out of this rut, this funk, this, you know what I mean? I need,
you know,
like, for help, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
That's even bigger. So yeah, thank you for saying that, because, yeah, you know, you are a pet.
But it's the same thing. It's the same, yeah, thing as protection, though. Like, it's a lot of times the prayers for protection, that the big idea about protection most of the time is protection from all the stuff that's happened to us in the world or that we've caused. You know what I mean? So what I find is that we do spend most of our time asking for big things, but it's big might not be the right word. It might be, that's the word he's using, it might be that it's pressing things.
Oh, that's,
you know what,
good,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we spend our time praying for God for these pressing things, or but big might be also correct, that we're sitting around praying for these larger needs to be met or these larger wants to be met, right?
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
God, give me a better job, or help me out with, you know, like this, or help fix this problem, these issues. Like they just seem more felt needs, and they're larger. And so he's saying we pray for those things, and I think that's accurate, that we do spend most of our time praying for those things. And he says, but then we forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, and then he's got it in parentheses, not really that small, gifts, right? So we're praying for these big things, but we're forgetting. I like the fact that he used the word forget,
mm-hmm,
not that we don't. It's like we would, but we don't think about it.
Yeah.
And it's the small stuff. And then he's going, and they also, by the way, those things aren't that small, right? Like,
yeah, they're not.
This is interesting. So I think that this might be right. And part of meditating on something is just sort of sitting here going, how does this apply to me? Is this true? Right? When I think about this with regard to me, I'm like, this is probably right. I spend a lot of time praying to God about, oh, Lord, please, right? I know it's something big or pressing if my prayer is like, God, please, 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 mm-hmm, right? And then there's so many other things that I just forget are actual blessings and I ought to thank him for.
Yeah, to still talk to him about.
Right. Like, I forget all those things. Like, and it is so easy to do this.
It is.
Especially in a culture that we have like we have in America. And it's lots of places. But a culture that we have where we have everything. I mean, do you realize how much stuff, how much things, how much access we have?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think about it all the time, actually.
It's insanity, right? It's insanity. Like, I don't think I've ever thanked God that I can get up anytime I want to, walk into any facility that I'm in, my house, my work, the gas station, the coffee shop, anywhere, and literally go turn the water on and have water, like, just turn it on. You know what I mean? I never thank God for those things I don't think I've ever done it except for one time. One time we were in, Brazil in this small little village. Compassion International took me to see some of their work in Brazil. I was on this trip with a bunch of other pastors. It was an amazing trip. I'm very thankful for the trip. And I was thankful for the trip because it was such a big thing, right?
Yeah.
And then we ended in this village where people are living in mud huts. The huts are built with whatever they can find. So it's sticks and it's random little shards of metal and it's plastic bags and all this stuff. We go into their little house. They greet us. They're trying to serve us. And then the 7-year-old boy comes back in with a bucket of water, right? From this communal water pump, well, comes in with a bucket of water and proceeds to give us all water. Now, of course, we couldn't drink the water because we aren't used to that water, and it would all made us all sick. But he's going and he's collecting their water. Like, they have to do this every day, right? And this is like now. This is not hundreds of years ago,
Mm-hmm.
And yet you and I can walk into any place, anywhere, anytime, and literally turn the water on. Anywhere. Like, you could go to the gas station tonight on the way home, go to their bathroom, and turn their water on and have it right there. You don't have to go get it, and it's clean, it's drinkable. You know what I mean? Like, that's such a small thing, and yet we have such easy access to it. And I never thank God for water in my life except for that one time. You know what I mean? Like, especially the fact that I have it at my fingertips. I don't have to work for a basic thing that we need in life, which is water. That's just one little example, right? There are lots and lots of little things that I forget to thank God about. And if you get to thinking about these things, if you get to thinking about these little things like this, they just balloon. It's just more and more. They just multiply. Like, they're like rabbits. All of a sudden, it's just another one and another one and another one when you start thinking about little bitty things. Like the fact that we're sleeping a bed tonight. A bed.
Yeah.
With covers and temperature that's appropriate, right? And clothing on our back. And, just so many things. And I ain't never thanked God for having a bed, ever. And all I'm getting at right now, when we talk small stuff, the category we're in right now is still stuff, right? Like, how often do we thank God that we breathe every 2 seconds, or that our heart is beating, or we have feet to walk with, or you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
Get out of stuff and get into other life-related things, or get into the fact that we have companionship. We have people who love us, I thought about this one day recently when I was thinking about this quote, actually, because something had come up with me and you. I think I'd asked you a question about it, and I was like, when's the last time we don't ever thank God for little things like the love of a dog, right? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, how much a dog, like, loves you, cares for you. I was thinking about you because of the dog. I'd asked you a question about the dog, and I just read this quote, about y'all's puppy, and I was like, there's like a million things here. Mm-hmm. And I think he's right to say we forget. So he's saying that we spend our time praying or asking God for big stuff. Pressing needs is a better way, I think, to say it. But yet we're forgetting to thank him for all the little stuff he's already providing. So there's this air from us that's, help me with this, give me this, please help me with this. But failure to say, you've already provided me with all of this. And they're not that small, right? They're not that little. Like, if one of those things was taken away, you'd realize how not little it is. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a little thing. And so it's interesting. What he's doing is he's sort of saying, hey, look, here's our prayer life. Here's how we treat thankfulness. We ask for things that we need and that are pressing. I'm not saying that's bad, but that's what we spend our time doing. But we don't even think about all the ways in which God's already blessing us consistently, constantly, all the time with these things that we would call little, but if you scratch deeper on them or you remove them from your life, you'd realize that they ain't little. You know what I mean? They ain't little at all. Like that water thing, that's not little. That's a big deal that you and I can do that. Have that bed tonight. Let's just say you go home and your bed disappeared and you got to sleep on the floor. That thing was not little. That was a big deal. You know what I mean? And I'm just making up randomness. So that's kind of what he's setting. And then he goes, this is a big question here. I don't know how to answer this one. And Bonhoeffer has this way, by the way, if you read any of him, he has this way of posing a question like this that you can't answer. Because I can't answer this question. So we might be done with the podcast here in about 4 seconds, unless you can answer it. But he says, how can God entrust great things to ones who will not thankfully receive from him the little things? I don't know how to answer this.
I actually felt like I could relate to it a little bit. I was thinking on some of that stuff this morning. I've been thinking on some things and different things anyway, because there were some specific things I prayed about this year. And I feel like, for sure, I know the Lord is trying to tell me to be faithful in the little things.
Right.
There's been some things that I've been kind of looking at. I'm like, oh, I wish it was different, or I wish it was that. And it's like, be faithful in the little things. And you want to know the little things for me? And I know it might not sound too little to some of y'all, but for me, it was the little things. It was something as simple as my job, being a manager, be faithful in how I do my tasks, be faithful in how I show up for the podcast, even just stuff like that.
Right.
So I felt that actually when I read that.
Huh. Well, I'm glad you did, because that's one of those questions where I don't know how to answer this.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to answer how can God trust us with big things when we won't be thankful to him in the smaller or little or unseen things.
It's, yeah. Well,
it poses a kind of a problem. Like, it's like, does God then trust us with larger things when we're not thankful for the smaller ones?
Yeah.
It's easy. He kind of does.
It's easy to overlook what you're currently doing that he's giving you,
right,
and that you're doing good at, but you're not giving your all, or you're not seeing it as, okay, this is a big deal, or this is important because God allowed me to be a part of that, or allowed me to be in that role, or does that make sense, or whatever this is. I'm just giving an example. Let me get my brain together. So how can he entrust us to these bigger, and I'm putting this in quotation marks, bigger things, if we cannot just be thankful in receiving those things that he has already given us, that we have also prayed for?
Do you think the plight, the sinfulness of us is we pray for things, he actually gives them to us or blesses us with them, or they come along right from him? Maybe they don't happen like all of a sudden, but they slowly pop in at the right time because God knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
And by the time we get them, we only notice the fact that he gives them to us, or we're just not thankful, or we move on so quick.
Yeah, we're like, okay, what else can we do? Yeah. Or what else can we have? Or what else can we, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, you're hitting on something, making me understand this a little bit better. Like, I understand it's just hard for me to process it.
Yeah.
Which I think another reason why we're talking about meditating on these things, like you think about them, because what you're saying is there must be an ability on our part, or an intentionality on our part, to go where I'm at right now and what I have right now, I have to be faithful to, right? I have to walk in this role God's given me in this moment, even if it's not where I want to be long term. I have to be thankful for what I have at this moment, not focused on what I want or what I don't have. You know what I mean? Like, there's an intentionality on that. And when that's there, it probably means that then God is not moved to give you more, but preparing you in that for whatever he has next. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's a faithfulness to whatever you're called to right now. And we tend to live, as humans, I think, we tend to live in the past a lot and in the future a lot and not in the present enough.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm for real. And I think that's what you're getting at, right?
Yeah.
Like we tend to live in the past stuff of I wish this it was better then, or the things that we did that we wish we could change, but we can't. So we just keep being stuck in the past of stuff, right?
Yeah.
We don't move on from it, whatever it is, whether it was good or bad, we don't move on from it. And then we get stuck too much looking into the future. Right. When I get there, when this happens, when we have this, you know, then I'll be happy or then I'll need, you know, and yet we miss out on what's really happening in the present. And to me, I think probably the way you stay more rooted in the present is by thankfulness. Like if you were, let's go back to the job thing. If you were intentionally going, God, I'm going to thank you for this job. I don't like it. It's getting on my nerves, right? Whatever it is, right? Or I love it. It's amazing. I'm going to thank you for it. You're much more likely to function in the present of that particular job or role or whatever instead of looking to the future for something better or looking back to the past of, man, I wish I could go back to where I was working before or whatever it is. You know what I mean? You're much more like that. Thankfulness keeps us rooted in the present moment, I think.
Yeah.
I was watching the slam dunk contest. the slam dunk contest came on Saturday, and we watched it on Sunday night because I didn't have time to watch it Saturday. And if some of you have no clue what we're talking about, but if you're a sports fan, you know exactly what I mean. So the winner of the slam dunk contest for the last 3 years in a row is a little short white boy named Mac McClung. Mac McClung is from Virginia, right? And this kid is a dunking fool, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't expect it. He's the first one ever to win the dunk contest 3 years in a row. And he is not even in the NBA. He's in the G League. He's in like the minor leagues. And nobody will bring him up to the major leagues. Nobody will bring him up to the NBA. And yet he's dominating in the G Leagues and he's coming into the NBA dunk contest and winning 3 years in a row. Nobody's ever won 3 years in a row. And when you hear this guy talk about this though, there is an extreme humility that is, and he's giving credit to God. He's a Christ follower and he's saying, I'm just thankful for where I am. I'm trying to be faithful where I am, right? Like he said this the other night. And what most people would do in his situation is most people would say, forget this. The NBA don't want me. I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to play in some European league or wherever it is, right? Make a lot of money and be recognized and be treated as great over there. But he has a dream of making it to the NBA. So even though he's being overlooked and even though he's not given a chance, he's decided I'm going to be faithful in this developmental league as long as I have to make the dream come true that I want to play in the NBA. And there's this, I don't know why you made, whatever you said made me think of this.
Mm-hmm.
There's this humility of this is where I'm at, this is the role that I'm in, and I'm going to be faithful and thankful for the opportunities that I have in that moment and know that God still might have something bigger for me in the future. And I do think that what will keep us rooted in the present more is thankfulness. Now, I don't know if that actually answers the question he's asking, right? But it might.
That's a good point, though, what you said, too, the word humility. I think that plays with this as well, plays into this.
Because what he's referring to here, if you and I are on track here, what he's referring to is how can God trust us with great things in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
If we're not like thankfully receiving other things from him right now, you know what I mean? Like it is a present versus future kind of idea here, and so the thought is to pull us back into the moment right now of being thankful right now sets us up to receive better or greater or other things in the future from God, and not just things, but you know, responsibilities or ways we can impact or blessings, right, in the future, all centers around the present. That's what his quote really does, I think, center around this idea of being mindfully present and thankful in the moment, which is interesting because this is yet another way in which currently there's currently a shift in our culture for people wanting to minimalize. We talked about this in the last episode, mm-hmm. be a little more simple and be less distracted and be more present in the moment. Like present in the moment is a hot topic right now, right?
Yeah, honestly, I think it's been since like a little bit before 2020 even.
Yeah, I agree. It's been moving towards that direction of people realizing they need to be present in the moment. That's why, like, I think I said this on the last episode, but that's why, like, there's this big move to people moving from smartphones back to dumb phones.
Yes.
Right? There's a move to minimalize this. There's devices now that there's one called, I think it's called the Brick, mm-hmm. and it is a device that you program that when you tap it with your phone, it turns off all the apps that you've chosen for it to turn off and all the notifications you've chosen for it to turn off so that you can focus, so you can be present in the moment. And one of their selling points is you tape the Brick in your car, you program it ahead of time, right? And so, and you get to pick what it blocks and what it doesn't. And so you, before you go, you're about to go into dinner with somebody and you want to be present in the moment, or you're about to go study for something or read something, you tap your phone on it, and it turns off Instagram alerts and Facebook, and you can't even access it, right, or whatever that is. It turns them off. So then you're in the place, the Brick's in the car. You're not going to go back in the car to get it, to get your stuff. So now you're in the moment of where mm-hmm. you're going, right? Then you come back out, you tap your phone to it again, and all that stuff turns back on. There's a movement towards, in our culture, there's a movement towards the need or desire to be present in the moment.
Which is great.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us as Christians, we ought to already know this.
That's right.
I think that's what he's getting across. Like, we ought to already know that us being faithful, a big part of us being faithful is us going, what I have right now is all that I need. Right? What I have in you, God, is all that I need.
Yeah.
Like, if I am given this moment, I'm giving nothing else, right? What mm-hmm. is Jesus? Jesus says, how can you add a day to your life by worrying about those things, right?
That's good, yeah.
Jesus is like, you can't. Today's got enough problems of its own, and today is today. And all you have is today, right? And so we as Christ followers should know that God has blessed us with this moment right now and whatever it is that we have. And it might even be a blessing of, in this moment, the things that we don't have.
Yeah.
Right? That's a hard one for me to grasp, but it's true. Like, if there's something or some place, position, thing, whatever, that God has not given you that you pray for and ask for, well, he knows all. And so it's probably a blessing in itself that you should be thankful for that I don't have that right now, because there's some reason that he doesn't want you to have that right now. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, There's this idea of being present in the moment that is very much tied to thankfulness. And then what Bonhoeffer's saying is he's taking it further, and he's going, if you're thankful in the moment, if you're thankful with these smaller things, then doesn't that sort of give a proper spot for God in the future to give you other things, right? And how could he give you those other things if you aren't thankful and present with the things that you have now?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's pretty big deal, right? Pretty mm-hmm. big deal. This is a tough one. He has this way, if you read some of his stuff, he has this way of posing questions that are like, God, I don't know if I can answer this question. And this one's kind of like it, because I don't even know how this works. You know, like we can't fully understand it, but I don't fully understand how God chooses to bless and chooses not to bless and chooses to give and not to give. You know what I mean? Like, he's blessing everybody all the time.
That's right.
But then there are certain things that he chooses to do in different ways for different people at different moments. I don't know his reasoning. Bonhoeffer sort of is persisting like one reason here. Maybe one of the reasons is that those things don't come because we're not thankful about what we already have, especially the smaller things, and present in the moment with those things, right? I don't know. Pretty big quote.
It is a big quote.
And I do think it's right, though. The first part, for sure. The first part, we pray for big things and forget to give thanks for the ordinary, small, and yet not really that small, gifts. I do think that is correct.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to surmise my prayer life, I would say that I spend a lot of time, I spend a small amount of time thanking God for things that I that we would consider small. And I spend a lot of time, especially randomly, getting flustered and praying for God to fix bigger problems. You know what I mean? Bigger issues. Like, you know, there was a thing that happened with Olivia not that long ago, and we didn't know how it was going to go. And I found myself literally begging God, please, 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 God, let this go in her favor. Please let this go in her favor, right? And then it struck me later on, because he did. He did. I feel like he fully answered that prayer. And he did it in a way where I was stuck with going, I think he just literally answered my prayer, like he literally just did this. Like,
yeah.
And then I got to thinking, I sit here and begged him for something like this, but I don't even thank him for, you know, the smaller things, right? All the blessings he's already given us. You know what I mean? So I do think that's accurate. So, you know, if we could sum up what the heck we just tried to talk about just now.
It was a lot. It was kind of all over the place, but it came together.
Well, I think the part that really that I'm going to now meditate on as we leave here is this whole present in the moment part is tied to thankfulness.
Yeah.
If you want to be present in the moment, you be thankful for the stuff that you have right now, the spot that you're in life, and be faithful to the role or whatever it is right now, you will remain present in that moment.
I still have so many deep thoughts. I'm just thinking while we're sitting here.
Me too. I really like this. So I'm a reader, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I really like this idea of taking quotes like this and just thinking on them. I really like the idea. And this is very similar. Like, this is the exact same way, by the way, we ought to be with our scripture. We ought to read the scripture and just be like, meditate on it. Like, literally think about it, talk about it, churn it in and out, you know, and let it speak to the deep parts of our soul. Because that's what this quote's doing. It's speaking to deep parts of our soul. And that's what we ought to do with scripture, too. It's the same exact thing. So I think it's cool. I don't think I've never done this, Steph. I've never taken a bunch of quotes on kind of the same topic and just and even out of context. These quotes are out of context, right? And just talked about them. I've never done it before. This is a new thing for me. So this is interesting. This is an interesting podcast series. This is different than every single series we've done. Most of the series that we've done has been sort of us teaching.
Mm-hmm.
This one's different. This one's literally you and I just kind of processing out loud ourselves without thinking of teaching the people listening what God is kind of doing in the moment with these quotes and thoughts about thankfulness. It's a weird series.
Yeah.
Good, but weird. So anyway, that's all I got. I'm done.
It's kind of like freestyle.
It very much is. So, it's rap battle.
Yeah. So what y'all are getting is really just us having a conversation about what we've been meditating on.
With no prior conversation to it. Mm-mm. See, most of the rest of the stuff that we talk about on the podcast, me and you have had some prior prep work and conversations
more
about.
More planning.
Right. We've prepped
some freestyle course.
We've prepped some separately. Yeah. We prepped some together. And then we'll go through, all right, we're going to talk through this. And this is sort of the flow. And here's what we're going to teach. And there's more notes. This one is, you and I haven't talked about this quote at all till just now.
Right.
Right? Till just now. So, pretty cool. Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
I was trying to remember how to pronounce it myself.
I would suggest, by the way, going and watching some of those movies and reading some of the information out there about Bonhoeffer and his life. It's actually really cool. So, I haven't seen the newer movie, but there's a newer movie with some big star in it. I just don't know who it is. I can't remember. Anyway, it's pretty popular because it's tied to all the Nazi Germany stuff. So,
yeah.
Pretty cool. A very interesting life and wonderful writer and big, big thoughts. And his is pretty recent. I mean, you know, we're talking Nazi Germany. We're not talking that long ago.
Yeah.
You know, less than 100 years.
Very scary.
Yeah, for sure. Different topic for different day, right?
It is.
All right. Well, we got seven more of these to do. Seven more.
I was counting. I was like, 1, 2, 3. You're like, 7.
Next week, I think, is the hardest one to understand. So I'm going to have to meditate on that one extra.
I as well. Because I already start trying to read them. Like, oh, yeah. that's deep.
Yep. This is one of the hardest ones. So we got quite a few coming up. I don't think we have any anybody repeating in here. It'll all be new people. We got GK. One. GK Chesterton. Yep. Great stuff. But we'll get to it. And then number 9 is my favorite preacher of all time, Charles Spurgeon. So we'll get there. All right.
We will.
That's all we got. We're done.
Yeah, I hope it blesses you.
Yeah, for sure. If it doesn't, well, hopefully there'll be another episode next week.
Hopefully.
Just hit the fast forward button.
Cause
have you listened to the podcast? As a side note, have you listened to the podcast on half speed?
I have increased the speed before, but I don't know about half speed.
If you do half speed,
oh, okay.
If you listen to it, I in particular, not as much you, but I sound drunk. I mean completely drunk.
Oh, okay.
If you listen to it on half speed, I mean it's like I sound like, I mean it's just crazy.
Oh,
like,
you mean going backwards.
Yeah, backwards, like half speed. If you listen to it at half speed, I sound wasted drunk on the podcast. It's actually hilarious. It's really funny. Now, you don't sound as much like that as I do, but I don't know if it's just the voice or speed at which I talk or something. I don't know, but
yeah.
When you do half speed, I sound like I am drunk. It's interesting. It's funny.
Well, you heard it here first, y'all.
Yeah, yes. Go
listen
do it.
On half
Go
speed
do it.
One
it's
time.
It's really funny. It's really funny. Although it'll take you 9 hours to get through the episode, but it's pretty funny.
No, so, truly.
Anyway. Just about.
Anyway, again, I really do hope this blesses y'all. We do this to bless y'all.
Absolutely.
From God, because it's blessing us just as much.
It very much is.
So
this is like this is like therapy.
No, true.
I'm serious. It really is. Like
it is.
For me. I don't mean for people listening. I mean for you and I just sitting around talking, it's literally like therapy.
It changes the mindset.
It does. It does. It's cool. And we end up recording on Mondays a lot. Which I'm not the best on Mondays, and it changes the whole tone for my evening. So, anyway, I'm thankful for it.
Me too.
There we go. Look, we worked it around to being thankful.
Yes.
It's working already.
We are so thankful.
And so
and
random.
True. Yes. So, again, we're going to try to end this for the fifth time.
Let's do it. Let's land this plane.
Y'all. We look forward to the next episode, and y'all take care.
We'll see you then.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.